Hello guys and girls, welcome back to my podcast, Believing in Her, with me, Emily Howes. Now on today's episode, we are going to be talking all things breakups, how to get through a breakup, how difficult they can be, and how this actually is a blessing. Every single time I've gone through a breakup, I have actually got hotter, I've got more successful, I felt more like myself again. And this is why I always say it is so important to be on your own after a breakup. If you are just going to jump into another relationship, or you are going to seek attention or validation in someone else, or you're going to use someone as a rebound, or you're just going to be sleeping around, you are not healing and you are not going to become hotter. You are not going to become more successful. You are not going to become whole again, because you were already putting your energy into someone else. You were already seeking validation from someone else, and that screams insecurity. I understand that talking to people or maybe going on dates is a lovely distraction, but it's only going to prolong the inevitable. It's only going to prolong your healing stage. And I am going to tell you the best way to get through a breakup the healthy way, not just distracting yourself with drugs, alcohol, suppressing your emotions, dating other people, sleeping with other people, because you are never going to get over that person or get over that breakup if you just distract yourself with other people, if you jump into a new relationship, if you sleep around, if you go out every night drinking, smoking, doing all sorts. I'm going to teach you or tell you, or we're going to just discuss how to get through a breakup in the best way possible. Now, if you're listening to this episode, I am assuming that you are feeling hurt right now, you're feeling upset, you're grieving, you feel heartbroken, you might even feel absolutely depressed and like you're at rock bottom. And I'm going to tell you now, it gets easier. I promise you now, it gets easier. Time is a healer. It might take 3 weeks, it might take 3 months, it might take 6 months. God forbid it takes a year, because we are not letting you feel like shit for that long. We are going to get through this much sooner than that. But first things first, you need to go through the emotions. Every day you're going to feel different. One day you are going to wake up feeling so grateful, so happy. You're going to feel like Beyonce. You're going to feel like a bad bitch again. And then the next day you're going to feel like absolute shit again. It's going to go and come in waves. 1 minute you will feel good. You will feel like a weight off your shoulders. You will feel like maybe this is the best thing for me. And then the next second you're going to be crying again, and you're going to be laying on your sofa feeling like shit, missing that person, wanting to reach out to that person, wanting their comfort, just wanting a cuddle from them. And it flipping sucks, because the person that hurt you so much is still the person that you want comfort from. They are still the person that you want to make it all better. They're the person that you want to heal your pain. When you simply cannot go back there again, you will only prolong the healing journey. Like I said, you need to feel every emotion. You will feel shocked. You will be in denial. You might feel pain. You might even feel guilt. You're definitely going to feel anger. You're going to feel lonely. You're going to feel depression. You're going to feel all these emotions. But like I said, there will be moments of relief. There'll be moments of clarity. There'll be moments of happiness. And these moments might only be very, very small to begin with. But when you do feel like that, cherish it. Like, really take that moment on board and think, okay, I see the light at the end of the tunnel. The best way for me when I first broke up with all my exes, I journaled. I wrote down everything I was feeling. I put all that pain that I had in me onto paper, and it just made me feel a little bit less heavy. Also, one thing I would write down is things that you didn't like about the relationship, or things that you didn't like about that person. Obviously, I don't want to keep giving that person energy, but I definitely think it helps writing down the negative points about the relationship, just to remind yourself. Because when you do go for a breakup, it is so easy to cling on to the good things about that relationship. It's so easy to cling on to all of the lovely things that person did for you. But in reality, I'm sure there is more than 3 bad points, otherwise you wouldn't be going for a breakup. So you need to really remind yourself of those bad points when you go through a breakup. Get angry, get upset, get mad. Remember how hurt you feel in this moment and remind yourself you will never put yourself through that pain again. You simply need to be turning your pain into power. And for me, every time I've gone through a breakup and I've been so hurt, I have got so angry. And that anger has given me ammo to move on and power through and level up and glow up and heal and be a better version of myself and be more successful and get hotter and just get everything that I've ever wanted in life, but without that person, because that person is no longer having access to you. If that person has hurt you that badly, then they are never allowed access to you again. Now, I'm going to use myself as an example. I have gone back to exes before, and it might just be messaging, it might be phone calls, it might be even just seeing each other. Let me tell you, it's not worth it. It's absolutely not worth it. Unless you have both gone on a deep-rooted healing journey and realised exactly where you went wrong and you were both willing to seriously work on yourselves to become better people for each other, then don't go back there. Don't go back there for comfort. Don't go back there just for an ego boost, because I'm telling you now, it will just set you back. It's not worth it. I've been in positions before where this person's come back to me and told me that they've changed and they've realized where they went wrong and they've realized, you know, how much I meant to them and I'm the best thing that ever happened to them and that they need me in their life and no one's ever been there for them like I've been there for them. It's bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. If they've not done the inner work to heal themselves and work on themselves and actually realize where they've gone wrong, it's just words. It's just words. Don't believe them and don't fall for them unless you see real work and healing done on themselves and they've actually put their words into actions. Do not go back to them for an ego boost. Do not go back to them for validation. Do not go back to them for reassurance. They couldn't give you that reassurance when you needed it. So why do you want it from them now? They don't deserve your time. If they've hurt you that badly, they don't deserve your time. And I promise you, your absence is your biggest power. If someone has disrespected you or really upset you after a breakup or just let you go and not fought for you, you going back to them will be the most unsatisfying thing ever. I've done it. I've been there. I've literally begged for an ex back that done me wrong. Like, what the hell? I had no self-worth back then. And I look at that girl and I think, oh my God, you were so unhealed. You were so traumatized that you actually thought it was normal to go back to an ex who hurt you so badly. Don't be that person. I promise you now, focusing on yourself and having your own back and looking after yourself and becoming self-obsessed and leveling up your own life will be the best thing that can happen to you. It will be the best feeling ever. And guys, I know it's not easy. I'm telling you now, I have been there. I've gone for a breakup before where all I done was distracted myself. I was going out drinking all the time. I was booking holidays. I was putting all my energy into work, which obviously isn't a bad thing, but it was completely just a distraction. I wasn't actually finding myself. I wasn't healing. I wasn't looking at my past traumas to figure out why I kept going back to the same person. So I honestly know that actually healing and taking time for yourself and slowing down, like slow down. It doesn't need to be so fast paced. You don't need to be doing a million things at once. You don't need to be constantly distracting yourself. Of course, it's about balance. I'm not saying all you can do for the next 6 months is heal, but having a balance is healing. Focusing on yourself, reading, listening to podcasts, going for walks, exercising, going out with your friends, finding new hobbies, socializing are all part of the healing process. When you feel like you just want to go back to that person or all you want is their comfort, then journal, run yourself a hot bath, text your best friend, call your best friend, call a parent, text your sibling. Find an outsource that isn't that person, because again, I promise you, you are not going to get the answers that you want. You are not going to get the reassurance that you want. You are not going to get the comfort that you truly want when you are running back to them. Heartbreak doesn't happen all at once. It happens when you relive the memories, when someone mentions their name, when you get a faint smell that reminds you of them, when you're listening to a song, when you want to send them something that would make them laugh. The heartbreak is something you go through again and again and again until you can view and relive the memories as bittersweet rather than repress them. A breakup is never about forgetting them, but it's about creating a life in their absence. It's about finding happiness again, even with the weight of what was lost. And it's about accepting that someone permanently shifted the course of your life and heart forever, but still choosing to continue. You need to remember what you were once part of with fondness, but coming to a rational conclusion that you could never go back and that you wouldn't even if you could. Because that's the thing about heartbreak, right, guys? It's not that the loss is hurtful, but it's that each time we remember, we're given one final opportunity to love, to smile when we relive the memories, to exhale with peace at the mention of their name, or even to just smile when a scent reminds you of them. Because that's what letting go is. It's your final opportunity to love. It's the final greatest act of love you could ever perform, and the last act of love you will ever do for them. Once you've gone through the first emotions of a breakup, like the hurt, the anger, the frustration, the confusion, you then need to just relax and smile because the relationship happened, not because it was over. And a relationship will always be a lesson if it's not your forever. When a breakup comes to an end, it gives you clarity on what you want in your next relationships. You can figure out what it was you liked in that relationship and what you didn't like. And you can remember that person with fondness. You can remember that person with love. You don't have to resent that person and be angry forever. If anything, for me personally, forgiving that person for the things they put me through was the best thing I could have ever done. I no longer resent them. I'm no longer angry. I'm no longer holding on to all of the pain that they caused. I forgive them. That's them. I feel sorry for them, if anything. Like, I feel sorry for them that they had to put me through all of that to live. But that's them, and I'm me, and I'm healing, and I forgive, and I'm happy, and I'm growing. And that's what's the most important thing, is that I'm focusing on myself and I'm becoming a much better person. I'm putting myself on the pedestal now. I'm no longer putting that person that did me wrong on a pedestal. I forgive them, but I'm moving on. And the biggest revenge after a breakup is them not having access to you anymore. Them not having access to you the way that you used to give them access. You used to give them comfort. You used to give them all your love. You used to shout and nag and moan at them because you cared so much, because you were so passionate about the relationship, because you loved them so hard, and they took that for granted. So they are no longer having that access to you no more. So after you've obviously gone through the breakup, you've gone through all the different emotions, that could take a couple of weeks in itself. And if you do want to just lay on the sofa and scroll on social media and eat ice cream for a few days, then do it. Don't do it for too long, but just let yourself go through these emotions. Don't try and suppress them. Don't try and constantly distract yourself. You need to feel the emotions. Don't do drugs and drink alcohol every night to suppress the emotions. Just actually go through them. Feel it. Feel the heartache. You need to feel it to get over it. You can't suppress them, because like I said, they will bite you in the ass later down the line. Actually feel those emotions. And again, like I said, it could take 3 weeks, it could take 6 weeks to feel those emotions. You could feel those emotions up to 6 months, but I promise you they will feel less and less and less harsh as time goes on. And then obviously journal all of the thoughts and feelings that you're having, journal what you didn't like about that person and what you want from a future relationship. And then start focusing on you. Figure out what you like in life without that person. Figure out the hobbies that you want to try. Figure out the new people that you want to surround yourself by. Have you got business plans? Have you ever thought of starting your own business? Have you ever thought about leveling up your career? Have you thought about changing your body, changing your appearance? Have you ever thought about the physical aspects of your life? Like, do you want to get into a new fitness regime? Do you want to start eating cleaner? Like, what is it that you want to do? What are the things that you're passionate about that you've never thought of whilst you was in that relationship? For me personally, after a breakup, after I've gone through the first initial few days or weeks of shock and hurt and pain, I always change something about my appearance because I'm a new person now. Like, that's the old me. I am a new person. This is my alter ego. Hello. I will change my hair. I will get a piercing. I might even get a new tattoo. And then I will start actually working on my physical health. So I definitely level up my fitness regime. I might start going to the gym more. I might go for longer walks. I might start eating cleaner. Definitely don't binge on junk food and drink loads of alcohol or just let yourself like rot on the sofa. Like, you really need to like put your all into your physical health as well, but also your mental health. And for me personally, this healing journey the last 4 to 5 months has really changed me as a person. I have become so much more self-aware. I have stopped seeking validation in people. I've started my podcast. I've become so much more spiritual. I've started meditating actually properly now. I say daily affirmations every day. That honestly has been a game changer for me, and I can read some out at the end. I have started going out with my friends again. And for me personally, having my business, having my salons has saved me every single time. Every single time I've gone through a breakup and I've gone through excruciating pain, after a few days of letting the sit with the pain, I have then put so much of my energy into my work and leveled up my business and just become an all-round better person. I have done episodes on seeking validation, manifesting, and becoming more self-aware, which I would highly suggest you go and listen to, because they are some things that have definitely helped me through my breakup. The healing journey is not easy, guys, and it is so lonely. Like, when I say there's been evenings where I've sat on my own and I haven't cried, but I have just felt so low because I am so lonely. But then I remind myself that this is all part of the process. It's not going to be all sunshines and rainbows every day. Some nights I am going to feel like shit. Sometimes I am going to be like, wow, I didn't think that this was going to be my life at 28 years old. Some days I even feel like I do want to reach out to that person again for comfort. But remember, every time you feel like that, it's such a temporary feeling. And if you was to reach out to that person for comfort, it will be very short-lived. It's not going to change your life. The healing journey is so lonely, but I think that's the beauty of it, because since I have been on my own and I've lived on my own, I have found myself so much. Like, I'm actually coming to terms with the real me, not the 18-year-old me or the 23-year-old me or even the 25-year-old me who just wanted to go out and literally get validation from people and seek attention and drink and party. Like, I'm actually becoming like the most wholesome, loving, kind, spiritual, happy version of me. And I'm actually smiling at myself now because I can't believe how much I've grown in the last 4 to 5 months, like how self-aware I am now and how much I'm actually at peace with myself. And living alone is just so beautiful, because yes, it's lonely as hell, but I am literally learning to love myself and be there for myself. No one else is there going to be there for you as much as you're there for yourself. You are always going to have your own back. You are there for yourself from the day that you were born till the day that you die. No one else is in that position with you. Not your sibling, not your parent, not a partner, not your own child. Only you are going to have your own back from the day that you were born to the day that you die. So love yourself. Love yourself so wholeheartedly. Don't go back to disrespect. Respect yourself. Know your self-worth. Because again, the only person that you can trust 10,000,000,000% is yourself. So why would you not want to put all of that energy that you have inside you on yourself and become so self-focused and become so much happier and so much better and just become the best version of yourself? And you need to remember, after a breakup, that you will love again. It might be in 3 months' time, it might be in 3 years' time, it might be in 10 years' time, but you will love again. And you need to remember that you might never have this opportunity to seriously focus on yourself and become a better person and become the best version of you with no distractions and no other people in your life. this is the first time that you are actually getting to seriously just focus on yourself and put all of your energy into you without hooking up with other people, without dating other people, without trying to impress other people or seek validation from other people. This is the first time in your life where you're actually getting to level up and glow up and heal and become the ultimate best version of you. Why would you not want to take that opportunity with both hands and just use it to the best of your ability and put all of your energy into it? Because guys, like I said, it's not easy. After a breakup, it took me a while to get there. Actually, it took me a few breakups to get here, but I'm actually here now and it is so powerful. I feel like such a bad bitch, and that's how I want you to feel, whether you're a boy or girl. I want you to feel like the best version of you, that no one can ever bring you down again. It doesn't matter who you date in the future, if they show you any signs of disrespect, you'll be willing to walk away because you know your worth. You have the utmost self-respect for yourself. You know what you bring to the table. So if you see any red flags from anyone, whether that be in a relationship, in a career, with a family member, with a friend, you will be willing to walk away because you know what you bring to the table and that you are the best version of yourself. If anyone, even if an ex tries to come into your life and disturb your peace, you will be willing to walk away because you know how much you have healed and you know what you bring to the table. You know your self-worth. That's the level that you need to get yourself on. If you see your ex moving on really quickly after a breakup, that's their problem. Because let me tell you, they are only trying to replace you. They are only trying to look for you in other people. They are just using that person as a rebound. It's not true love. That person is so unhealed and traumatized from whatever shit they went through in the past that they've got to then seek validation in other people. They've got to seek attention in other people. And you need to use that as an ick, because that just screams how insecure they are. And do you really want someone like that in your life? Do you actually want someone who can just move on so fast after a breakup when you gave them your all, when you gave them everything, when you gave them your love and your passion, and you was willing to fucking die for that person, and they're just so easily able to move on? Is that someone that you actually want in your life? No, baby, it's not. That is not someone that you want in your life. You can look at them and you can laugh, but you can walk away knowing that you are healed and you are growing and you are focusing on yourself and you are going to become the most successful, hottest, amazing, most healed version of yourself on this journey. And remember, guys, it's okay to mourn what you thought was meant to be, the dreams, the potential, the plans, the future you saw in this person. These are worthy of grief. Just give yourself permission to let go gently, piece by piece, and know that new dreams will find you when you are ready. When you are healed and when you are the best version of yourself, you will gain so many new opportunities in life. You will attract, you will not chase. Guys, please start saying daily affirmations every morning, because when you truly believe it and you put it out there into the universe will reward you in so many ways. Just the other day, I cut someone out of my life and it hurt. It flipping hurt. But 2 days later, I had someone with 150,000 followers reach out to me on Instagram asking to be on my podcast. And the universe will reward you when you treat yourself right. When you get rid of toxicity out of your life and you focus on yourself, and you actually put yourself on the pedestal and you become self-obsessed and you work on yourself and you better yourself and you put your energy into a passion or a hobby or your career or your fitness or anything that you love. Like, it doesn't, not a person, but like something that you truly love and that makes you actually happy, then the universe will reward you. You need to trust the universe, or trust in a faith. If you're religious, obviously trust in God, but I trust the universe is always going to have my back. And believe me, guys, the universe has my back. The universe shows me so many signs why I should never go back to a person that hurt me. Believe the signs. Believe the signs. I don't know if I've already uploaded the episode or if I'm going to upload the episode, but I've done an episode on why to believe a person when they disrespect you. Go and listen to that. Because once you listen to that, you will not be going back to someone who just constantly disrespects you over and over and over again. But anyway, guys, I really hope you've enjoyed this episode. I will be doing so many more episodes on heartbreak, on how to get over a breakup, how to level up your life, how to turn your pain into power. You might even be the person that broke up with someone and still be feeling the pain. You might have broke up with that person because they kept doing you wrong and they weren't learning. You might even be the person that hurt someone, but you know, going through this healing journey isn't easy. It is really lonely, but I've got you, and I hope just listening to this podcast really helps you, because talking about these things really helps me. If you've got any other subjects or topics you want me to talk about, guys, message me on Instagram. It's Believing in Her Podcast. And I really hope you enjoyed this episode. If you got this far, thank you for listening. I love you all. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye.